Time for a look at the news for a Tuesday, the 6th day of April. In the news for today, Sutter Creek City Council worked on a pair of fees collected by the city on new development and heard from residents concerned over a recent road closure at their meeting last night. The council approved updated numbers for both its regional park fees and general impact fees. The regional park fees are collected on all new residential developments and are used to build parks and recreational facilities that serve the entire county. Now, this fee, which has not been collected by the city before, was set at $3,200 per single-family house. Also approved was an inflation increase of the city's general impact fee on development. This fee applies to all kinds of new construction and pays for a variety of city facilities, from new police and fire stations to new roads. The council approved a general increase of 3.6% to account for 2 years of inflation. During public comments, the council also heard concerns last night from residents who live along Greenstone Terrace, as one end of that road that connects to Main Street has now been gated off, and residents are concerned over emergency evacuations from the narrow street. Well, CAL FIRE will be conducting a prescribed burn in northeastern Calaveras County today through Thursday. Smoke may be visible in the northeastern portion of the county, 4 miles north of Wilseyville near Winton Road in the West Point area. The prescribed burn will take place between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. if conditions are favorable. This vegetation management plan includes two engines, one fire crew, and cooperating agencies to help reduce forest fuels in strategic locations within the project area. Additional burns are planned in the project area throughout the spring and next winter, depending on fuel and weather conditions. CAL FIRE asks that the public not report the burn as a wildfire. They also ask that you stay clear of the area. And the Calaveras CHP is investigating an accident from over the weekend that claimed the life of a 25-year-old Copperopolis man. According to reports, early Saturday morning around 2:30, Christian Nelson was driving a Ford F-250 pickup truck southbound on a Burns Ferry Road south of Cosmic Court. Nelson allowed his vehicle to veer to the right and travel off the pavement and onto the shoulder. He then overcorrected and lost control of the vehicle. The Ford crossed the northbound lane, went off the roadway, and collided with a power pole and began to roll over, traveling through a wire fence, and continued to roll several times. Nelson was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the vehicle and died from his injuries at the scene. In ceremonies last Friday, outgoing Sheriff Martin Ryan administered the oath of office to incoming Sheriff Gary Redman. Redman officially took office on Sunday morning as Amador County's 26th sheriff. Sheriff Redman, who previously served as undersheriff and has been with the Amador County Sheriff's Office since 1998, was appointed to that position by the Amador Board of Supervisors following Sheriff Ryan's announced retirement. Following his swearing-in ceremony, Sheriff Redman then administered the oath of office to his newly appointed undersheriff, Brian Middleton. Undersheriff Middleton has been with the Sheriff's Office since 1999 and was most recently the operations captain. Also during the ceremony, Nathan Woods was promoted to sergeant. Sergeant Woods was previously assigned to the Investigation Bureau. The theme throughout the day was, although the Sheriff's Office is going through administrative changes, serving the citizens of Amador County remains the agency's top priority. And Amador County is continuing with their weekly COVID-19 vaccine clinic. Eligibility for these clinics now includes those 18 years of age and older who live or work in Amador County. The clinics will be held at the Health and Human Services Building on Conductor Boulevard off Lower Ridge Road. Please be advised that appointment slots are limited. If one clinic is full, please check additional day and times. Now, clinics will again be held this week, today, Thursday, and Friday from 9 to noon and from 1 to 4. Now, as of this morning, there are still appointment slots available on all 3 days during both time frames. That includes today. So to sign up or for more information, visit the Amador County website. That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.